Welcome, everyone, to our second episode of Blended by Love podcast.
Hello, welcome.
First, we'd like to start by thanking everyone for showing us love, commenting. We got a few questions, got a couple emails, and we're excited. So, our first episode, we were just, you know, kind of introducing ourselves, not going too deep into anything, just kind of giving you just like a basic overview.
A hello. This is who we are. This is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it.
Yeah, but now, now we're going to dive right in. No, sir. No, so we got a couple questions. We're going to talk about quarantine life. We're going to do some answer and response to emails. We're going to get to a little argument we had this week. And then we're going to close it out. We're not going to try to keep you here long.
Lie. We're going to keep you here long.
Hey, listen, man. I'm having a couple drinks. And those of you know that when I start drinking, I can go on for on and on. And I start repeating myself.
We're not going to let that happen.
No. Let me take a sip.
So quarantine life has been pretty interesting. I haven't been as quarantined as you have. I mean, the virus that is going around is super scary. It's scary because you don't know how it will affect you until it affects you. So it's scary. But I've still been working and coming home, so my life, although the streets are very empty and stuff like that, I've still been feeling somewhat the same. So I haven't been as quarantined as everybody else has probably been, such as you.
My quarantine is bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Man, no, quarantine life has been, in my house. I'm going crazy because it feels like I have a newborn with our new puppy. I didn't know it was going to be so much work. And it's kind of stressing me out, actually, because I'm trying to train him. I'm trying to do trying to train her. And I'm still working from home, so I got phone calls. I have meetings. I had a meeting the other day on Zoom, and the dog's barking and biting my foot, so everybody's on Zoom looking at me, like, looking away and yelling at the dog. Anyways.
So, at the end of that, we are going to come up with a schedule, and we have reached out to some dog trainers that could come to the house.
Yeah, because, you know, it started off as a good idea, and I love...
I still think it's a good idea. We've just never had a dog, and we don't know what it is. I mean, we walked into it like... Yes, this is exciting, and this dog is just going to be, like, one of the family, not thinking about, wait a minute, this is back to no sleep, newborns, uncomfortable, tired.
Yeah.
So I do think it's still a good idea. I just think that we need to get over this hump. I know you don't see that right now, but I do think that being quarantined plus that is a bit much for you.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm going crazy in the house. Actually, but I've been cleaning the house. I don't know if my wife notices it or not,
I do notice it. I say thank you, punk. And making dinner, which I'm super grateful for.
And yeah, I can't wait till 5 o'clock because then I go from the dining room to the backyard and start working on the backyard because we did have a couple nice days. So, I mean, quarantine life has been... kind of like a reset, like, all right, you know, there's plenty to do at home. You know, appreciate the things that you do have at home. Gives you more time with the family, more time to do stuff for the family. But other than that, man, it's driving me crazy.
Well, just think, I may decide to... take a layoff.
Man, and somebody bring me back to work.
No, sir. And I wish I could reverse with you and just be home. So, but maybe I will. And then, you know, you'll have some adult company a little while.
No, but overall, it is something serious, and quarantining ourselves is helping the virus not spread so much. So I totally understand. Hopefully soon we'll have some good news that things are going to get better. Things are getting better.
And if you do have to go out or work, just come home, wash your hands. Mm. And like us, we just Lysol the doorknobs and try to be cautious as much as we can.
Yeah, don't forget your crossbows when you go out.
Oh my God, stop.
All right, so, but we're grateful that we do have work, you know. I'm grateful that I still have my job. Tasha still has her job. They're just thinking about what they're going to do about layoffs. But our hopes are high, right? We still have plenty to be appreciative of. And we both are in school, so we're doing online classes. So the time at home does at least give us some time to concentrate on schoolwork. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, your classes suck right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I mean, they want me to figure out how to get from the U.S. to Berlin and Rome, and I still get lost going to the mall. I don't understand.
Yeah, but those are vertices.
Listen, you looked at that problem. Like, I don't understand. This is not what I had to do.
Anyway, so, yep, that's what we're looking forward to. So let's get to some emails. So our first email was from Evelyn. She is Tasha's aunt.
That was weird pauses, but go ahead.
Because I don't know if we're saying who these people are, who's emailing us, if they're related to us.
I think just, you know, keep it personal, but not too personal.
Mm-hmm. So she said, okay, so I love a good Who learned you how to spoke? Okay, so I love a good love story, and I feel you guys skipped over quite a bit when telling yours. It was like that Seinfeld episode, yada, yada, yada.
Which, by the way, we YouTubed, and Jose kept laughing, and I was sitting here like, okay.
Yada, 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 and we got back to the emails. So she says, I know my niece Tasha very well, and she is very, very shy, so it surprised me to learn that she actually sent Jose a friend request. What gave her the courage? So my aunt asked almost the same question. My aunt, Miriam.
You didn't finish one, but go ahead.
Oh, because it's the same question, kind of the same question.
And I'll go back to. Yes, okay. Right?
So she said, what made you request friendship on Facebook?
Okay, yes.
So there's sort of the same questions. So, and I also want to know your first thoughts when you saw one another. How did you both feel about the other having children? Knowing how loving both of you are, it probably didn't faze you. However, I want details, 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 please.
No yada, yada, yada.
No yada, yada, yada is here. So, what made you friend request me?
Wow. So, the people that talk to me a lot that know me, I always say that I make New Year's resolutions on my birthday because it is a new year for me. And New Year's Eve is nice and everything, and it's a new calendar year, but my birthday is my new year, so that's when I make a New Year's resolution. And one of the things about me is that I love people. I will do anything for them, you know. But I am a super homebody. So, like, even if it could be...
Wait, you're a homebody?
Babe, don't make me hurt you. It could be something I'm looking forward to all year. It could be a wedding. I could help plan the wedding. I'm so excited for the wedding. And then the day comes and I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out. I don't want to go nowhere. I just want to lay in bed. I don't want to do anything. Like, I want to have a party in a club on my sofa, like club sofa all day.
That made no damn sense.
Yes, sir.
Club sofa. Your party and your club on the sofa?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
No.
I could hang.
I was there. You know when I made that video? I was on a sofa. In your club, in the living room, and I was bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
Well, you weren't on my sofa, actually. You were on the other sofa.
Oh, that's where the party
is. Anyways, so my New Year's resolution for that year was to not say no to so much stuff. So it was, I wasn't allowed to say no to anything until I've said yes to three things that I was invited to, and I had to do something outside of my comfort zone to just be, you know, outside of myself. So I did get invites, not to three, but to two invites to get-togethers or whatever, and I went, and then your Facebook, on Facebook, it comes up the suggestions, and you were always like, your face always popped up as a suggestion and blah, 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 and I knew you but didn't know you. Like, I knew your face from high school. I seen you passing at the daycare. It was kind of like you were that person that was just kind of a passerby for always, but we never had a conversation. There was never a hello. There was never nothing. So I was like, whatever. I'm just going to friend request him. Just random. Just sticking to my, this is my New Year thing, because I friend requested you, I don't even know what day it was, but my birthday was the 19th, and it was in March. It was probably like a week later. So that was my outside of the box. But the minute I hit the friend request, I started getting anxiety, like, oh my God, this guy's going to think I'm crazy. Who is she? What is she doing? I didn't know that everybody just does that because Tasha doesn't do that. Tasha only has family and people that she went to, like, Catholic school with on her Facebook.
Yeah, some creepy guy named Steve that keeps popping up.
That is so left. Anyway, so that's what made me send him the request. He was my do something different outside of my box. I sent him that friend request. But as soon as I did it, that's when I freaked out, and I sent you the follow-up message that said, hey, do you remember me from Silva's? And when you said yes, I was like, oh, thank God. This guy didn't think I was crazy. Never thought it was going to be anything. Like, I didn't know if you had a girlfriend, if you were married. Like, I wasn't thinking, looking, nothing. It was just, you were my, let me do something different outside of myself.
Man, and have you done something different? Wow.
But it was a pleasant difference. See? So, point of the story is, do something different outside of the box.
Yeah, you get out of your comfort zone. I'm a huge believer that, like, I read a quote the other day that says, life starts outside of your comfort zone. So, you get out of your comfort zone, and that's where you start to experience life. You got new things. Mm-hmm. Right, you don't know what's going to happen when you get out of that comfort zone. You know what's going to happen when you're in the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice and
comfortable.
Yeah, but when you get out of it, it's like, holy cow, what's going to happen? And I think every day is like that with me. Like, holy cow, what's going to happen? What's this guy going to do today? What's he going to say? Is he going to piss me off today?
This has been since I've known you.
Yeah.
When we met, it was, no, I don't like surprises. Like, just let me know what's the plan for today. And it would be like, oh, we're just going to come to my apartment and hang out and watch a movie. And then all of a sudden, we went to meet five people, two horses, bought a dog and a cat. Like, where did that come from? I just said, just let me know the plan.
Hey,
and
that's
he is
how it
still
is.
Like that today. Up until today, it would be like, what are we going to do tomorrow? Nothing. And then you wake up and you'd be like, well, I was thinking, actually, I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, wow. Okay.
And then I say, scratch that. We're going to go visit somebody.
Yeah.
But we're going to go do this. And that's life.
It is. It definitely takes me out of my comfort zone, I'll tell you that. It's just, or when we get together with your friends and it'll be like, yeah, we're doing this. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. He didn't tell me that. He just told me we were just going to come see somebody. And all of a sudden, we were like joyriding. Like, wait, what? When did that happen?
Wait, that's how I am. That's how I am. Oh, my brother just invited us over to do something or go someplace. Oh, yeah, who's going to be there? I don't know. I'm going because he asked me. Yeah. We're going. And then we get there and it's, oh, this person's here, this person's here, this person's here. And by the way, we're going to this place after. I mean, that's just how,
That's your comfort. That's so my life. Obviously, you know I'm very different. I like a plan. I like structure. I like to know, okay, I can make time to go hang out with you for an hour. And then I can come back and have some me time and relax. Hence why now we take two cars.
So that's interesting. I think you did. We did talk about that before. But wow, your third suggestion to do it.
It was, I can't say no until I've said yes to three things, and I have to do one thing outside of my comfort zone.
Oh, so man, that's nice.
And you were my one thing. And by the way, I went back to my comfort zone. I don't do that no more.
All right, so what was our first thoughts when you saw one another? So we saw each other before.
After once we were talking, like on our first date.
Okay, on our first date, mm-hmm. I was like, wow. She's just as pretty as I remember her.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
I was super nervous because I never planned what I would do after I did something daring. And now I'm like, wait, hold up. I have to actually have conversation now.
Man, so if I would have known that you couldn't say no until you say yes to three things on our first date. Man, you should have told me.
You know what? I'm going to push you.
No, I'm kidding.
So I think that my reaction was, you know, because I feel like we had already fallen for each other before we even went on the first date. We had talked so much and I couldn't stop smiling. I know you had said the same thing. So I think when we saw each other, it was just a continuation of that same
thing. It was like, wait, is it going to be the same when we see each other in person?
Yeah.
And I think it was. It was just kind of a little quiet to get started. But so let me backtrack a little bit. So, yeah. So when you first inboxed me or messaged me, it was on March 30th. And we've always counted that as our
official date. Yes.
And so on Monday, it's our 5-year anniversary. This happened 5 years ago.
Yes. So we are celebrating today. We decided to get away from the kids.
Oh, we quarantined ourselves from the kids today. We are quarantined in a nice king-size bed.
Don't push it. That's probably the only good thing about this hotel. We already had to switch rooms and should have switched rooms again. We just tolerated.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but they got the same pictures in every room, so it's like...
And I'm convinced there's a camera in one of them. They're like needle spools with eyeballs everywhere. Yeah, it's really probably weird. Is,
you know? I want to see that video, actually. I'm messing with you. So, yeah, that's pretty much how we felt when we saw each other. Mm-hmm. So how do we feel about each other having children? Ho-ho, now we're going to get into the show. We're really going to get into the show. This is what we're talking about right here. We both came in with kids. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
So, my rule of thumb for myself was I actually, prior to you, wasn't interested in dating anybody with children. And I was never offended if somebody didn't want to talk to me because I had children. It was just not, I felt like it was more than I was willing to give because I was already a single mother and I was already trying to navigate my own children, that meeting somebody with children, I didn't know how much I could give to that. So prior to you, I wasn't interested, unless the kids were older. Mm-hmm. So I would, let me rephrase that. I wasn't interested unless the kids were older or equivalent to my children. That's how I, that was like my rule of thumb. So if I met you and you had a five-year-old, it was like, you know, you're great, this was great or whatever, but it's just more than I wanted or was willing to do because, again, I was a single mom, I had two children, I had my dad with me. I already had such a full plate that I didn't know if I wanted to deal with that and deal with the baby mothers and deal with, like, you know, you hear all these horror stories, you know. So that's how I looked at it, except when I had started talking to you and you had told me about your son and blah, blah, blah. I knew he was the same age, which technically didn't go against the rules. That's what I said. And I didn't feel like I was in the same space that I had been in prior. You know, like, I had always said that, but when I got to the stage where I had met you, I actually didn't feel like that anymore. I felt like I was in a different space than I was in when my kids were super young and, you know, so when you had told me, I actually didn't even think twice about it. It was just like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of got that. For me, knowing that you had two kids, I don't think I thought about it too much. I was thinking more about let's see how we are compatible or not. And if we were strong enough people to deal with that situation. I was more nervous because I had been in a few relationships prior that just didn't work out. And so I was more worried about...
No names.
Huh?
I said no names.
No, yeah, I was just more worried about how my son... I said, I'm going to give him a name. So, no?
Good, if you want
to. So, yeah, so how Isaiah would kind of, how he would be feeling about the situation. Mm-hmm. Knowing that we were in, I had a few relationships prior that didn't work out. And it seems like every time he got close to somebody, it didn't end up working out. So then it's like, it's just like, okay, I just, these, you know, women kept coming into our lives and then leaving. So it was like I didn't know how he was going to look at it or take it. Like, all right, she's just another one that's, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking more about that. But as far as us getting together with kids, I think I was just more trying to prepare ourselves for whatever was going to come. Because, you know, we are the adults in the family, right? Mm-hmm. Are we strong enough to deal with whatever is going to come from our kids?
Right.
Emotionally. And for us to be strong enough or rational enough to deal with whatever came, because definitely things are going to come, and they have, and they will, and right. You know, that is just life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the hardest parts, and hopefully in this show we can show you guys, we can talk about a lot more about our experiences with this. But yeah, so the next one is, so that's it. So knowing how loving both of you are, it probably didn't phase you.
Oh.
Right? So It does phase us. It's just...
Well, I think the initial thought, the situation does phase us because we have to deal with it with such different angles, but I never dated somebody with children the way I date you. Like, I had a previous relationship, but we were not, we didn't commingle our lives. So technically, you're the first person that I dated that we commingle our lives. So you had prior experiences. I actually really did. It's different. Yeah. I didn't really know what the heck I was going to happen.
But right, Titi Evelyn, you're right. We are loving, and I think that's what helps us. You know, at the end of the day, we really do care about one another. We care about our kids. We do genuinely care about our well-being, all of our well-beings. You know, even though we go through... we go through disagreements.
I was going to say I hate you phases, but yes.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, we get through it. At the end of the day, we're both rational, you know. I admit that I can be impulsive and I can react. But I also do feel like I can step back and actually think about, think things through. Mm-hmm. So, are you going to add anything else?
No, I agree with you. I think that, I think that's for every relationship, with or without children, you know. Yeah. I think sometimes people are impulsive because you're in the heat of the moment, and then you step away from it, and you're like, dang, did I really do that? Did I say that? Mm. All right, let me go back.
Well, speaking on that.
What?
Let's get into the little argument that we had the other day.
Okay.
All right, so do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I will... how about I start, you say your point of view, I say mine, and we say how it ended.
All right.
So, the argument started on Wednesday.
I'll start it.
Yeah, you did. No. On Wednesday, we had a friend that had a birthday, and because of the quarantine, we were not able to get together, including all the birthdays of March. So it was decided that we would all do a video chat, which was super cool. Like, I actually never thought of that or whatever. It was really cool. So that was going to happen Wednesday evening at 6. Now, as he stated earlier, I am taking horrendous classes this semester. Okay, they're just very difficult. And science to me is like, it's just a foreign language. And math is even worse than that. So I left work early, right? I got home at 1:30. I quarantined myself into the basement, and I did not come out of the basement. I sat there. I was reading. I was doing everything I can to try to do my schoolwork or whatever because I'm struggling. And at 6 o'clock, no, I came up at like 5:50 or 5:55, and he was like, all right, we're about to go on and blah, blah, blah. I had come up because I was looking at the time. And I was timing it because I wanted to be able to be a part of the moment, even though the plan was, if you recall, I said, I'm hoping I'm going to be done by, 4:30, 5 o'clock, yeah, so I can hang with you guys. And that was the plan. Except when I opened up the books, that plan went out the window fast. So I came upstairs, left the books downstairs, poured a glass of wine. I was ready to hang out for... not a long time. I didn't have a long time because I had to go finish. And I did, right? Had our drinks, said my hellos, got to hang out. Mind you, Jose has work that's due on Wednesday also, but because he's home, working from home and stuff like that, he already finished, which does not normally happen. But he had already finished. I did not. So I stayed upstairs, 15 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe 20 minutes, because I think I went down. It was closer to 6:30. So let's say 20, 25 minutes. I stayed upstairs. I tried to say my hellos. I had my glass of wine. And then I said, okay, I'm sorry. I really have to go back downstairs. I had no choice. Went downstairs. Now you can take over.
So she went downstairs. I kind of, like she said, I did my homework. I was, I had cleaned up some of the house. I cooked. I was pretty much running around, and I couldn't wait for 5 o'clock to come. So 5 o'clock hit. I was done with everything. Dinner was done. Homework was done. Work was done. I had like 3 case management sessions. I'm feeling very productive. I'm feeling like, all right, now I can just have a nice beer while I wait for the Zoom, yeah, the chat, right? So I'm feeling good and I'm excited. And when I'm excited, I can get carried away. Not on purpose. It just happens, right? So then you have a couple beers, or a couple drinks, and everyone's having a great time. By the way, that was the first virtual birthday party I was a part of, and it was epic.
That was super cool.
It was very cool. Such a good time. Everybody's having a good time, and that's the first time I've ever experienced anything like that. So yeah, I was super excited. I'm moving the camera. Moving the phone here and there, looking for a good thing because my phone was dying. So I'm trying to plug it in.
Of the fact that you've been quarantined.
Yeah, and I was looking forward to it. So it was a good time, and my excitement got the best of me. And so it turns out I was super loud.
You're supposed to only talk on your point of view, and I would talk on the rest.
So
your point of view.
Point of view is not done.
Yeah, but you said you were super loud. That was leaning.
All right, so yeah, I was super excited. I was having a couple drinks. It was a fun time. I had the music on. It says because I'm a DJ, everybody's like, DJ, why don't you play some songs? I'm like, okay, let me put some songs on. And I played it. I didn't realize, I wasn't paying attention to how loud I really was. You taking over?
Sure. So for me, I was downstairs in misery, feeling lost, like, what the hell? I'm going to kill myself. I hate this class. I hate this school. I'm never going to get this information. And, you know, math people and science people are freaking amazing because I don't understand it. And that's where my brain was. So I'm sitting downstairs, I'm studying, and all of a sudden, because he was in the dining room, all of a sudden, somehow, he moved right to the kitchen. Now, for people that have been to our house, our bedroom is in the basement. So I'm in the basement on our chair in the front room, and he is in the kitchen, which is basically the top of the stairs. That's not the top of the stairs.
It's at the top of the stairs because it's the first floor and you're in the basement.
Okay,
it's going to be at the top of the stairs. But it's not right at the top of the stairs.
It is literally 1 foot from the top of the stairs. Like, put 1 foot there. My little teeny foot put there, and that's the kitchen.
No, it's like 20 of your feet.
You're crazy. Oh, my God. Anyway, so he's set up there. All I hear is him, his laughing, Alexa, louder, Alexa, louder, Alexa, louder. And I am getting so irritated because not only was I trying to do that, I was taking a quiz. So I let it go. I didn't say anything. I stayed downstairs. I had to go upstairs because not only that, at some point, because the baby kept coming up and down, the door was left open. So now that volume increased by 20. So I go upstairs and I close the door, and I know he saw the face I had. Like, I was just irritated. Go back downstairs. Fine. Again, I didn't say anything. Not one time. I didn't say to move. I didn't say nothing. I just left it alone. I knew that my irritation was the insensitivity piled on top of my frustration for the classes that I'm studying for and taking. And I knew that my frustration, well, I knew that was the bulk of my frustration. So the other part of it was that I've been with you while you've been going to school for a long time. And the minute you tell me you have to study, the minute you tell me you have to DJ, the minute you tell me you have anything, my instant reaction is, okay, well, I'll take the baby. What do you need? I'll go downstairs. I'll do whatever. You know, I'm always, always, always trying to be thoughtless. Not that I think you're not going out of your way to be thoughtless. I just don't think our brains think of it the same way. So I was irritated. That's just what it was. So I come back upstairs after everything is said and done. I closed my books, came upstairs. He was finished. And what did you say to me? You said, are you just mad, or did I do something, or you said something like that? And I was like, all right, I'm just going to tell him. Because I wasn't mad. I was just annoyed. I was just frustrated about the whole entire thing.
Well, that's not how school, it came across.
But you asked me a question, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you.
So I'm like, you're pissed. Like you, when you have homework, I'm like, babe, let me take Araya. We'll go hang out. What do you need? I'm going to take her. You want to do homework? I'm usually like that. So I think you should know me that way. So for me to have a moment that I'm super excited, not really paying attention, is not like I feel like, why would you think that I'm doing this on purpose, or that, like, I did this purposely? Like, maybe I did it not thinking.
That's not what I thought.
No, you thought I was doing it on purpose. Like, no. Yo, what's wrong with this guy? You just thought, you didn't see the look. You didn't see the look on my face. You should have known by the look on my face.
Don't mimic me, because that's not how I look. That's not what I thought. I didn't think you did it on purpose. I just think you weren't thinking about anything other than what you were
I should get that pass.
Okay, first of all, that's not even what pissed me off. I was annoyed by the situation. That was my annoyance. So when I came upstairs and I was getting water, I think, for the baby, and you had asked basically what was wrong, and I was telling you what was your reaction? Like, I did it on purpose.
Exactly. Like, I did it on purpose. Like, I didn't do it on purpose.
If you're telling me that I did something, the same exact energy, it could have been like, damn, I was that loud, I'm sorry. It was the same energy as you saying, like, I did it on purpose, then getting an attitude, putting on your hoodie, to 5 minutes later, I'm going for a ride. Like, all of a sudden, I punched you in the face and I did something to you. Like, that to me was like, okay, I did something. I did something fine, but now I'm not even going to acknowledge what was actually happening, what was said, and I'm just mad that
I agree. That was the impulsivity on top of the IPAs.
Oh, okay.
That's
at that point, now I'm pissed, because now it was like rude and you're not even acknowledging what the situation was. Like, don't ask me something only to be rude to me about it and take off, like, or not even take off.
So just not even ask just you, just let you, let you, no, be pissed off and not ask you what's wrong.
Babe, that's not what I said. I'm saying, like, you're right to ask what's happening, but I'm telling you, I didn't even get to finish everything I was saying, because right away, the first sentence, you already reacted, now you have an attitude, and that was it. To me, that's rude. Like, come on. Like, it went from annoyance to pissed off. Like, that's not cool. So, what was the result of that? We didn't talk for the rest of the night. And the next day, which is what happens if one of us are drinking, the next day, you're apologizing for being loud, except you missed all the rest of it. Like, I'm not even mad at the fact that you're loud anymore. It was that you totally disregarded everything else and were rude about it. Like, that was the actual problem. Like, okay, fine, you didn't realize the load. It's fine. We could have talked about it. We could have got over it. You could have been like, hey, I didn't realize that I'm sorry. Life moves on. And it would have been like, yeah. And then I could have just talked to you about how much I hated class. It could have been that simple. But that reaction made it even further.
Yeah. So that you doing that, I got mad. I got pissed off. So not only were you pissed off, but I was pissed off because I felt like, why are you pissed off? Like, I didn't do anything on purpose. And I got excited. Like, you should understand that. It's from, that's what I'm thinking, right? So now I'm pissed off because you don't understand that. And it's like, I wanted to be mad at you for that. You know, and then I apologize because I know that, hey, I was loud. I didn't think about it, right? But I was still like, I was still not, you, after a while, after the day went by, you explained why you were mad, yes, this and that.
So that and evening, so, we laid in bed, mm-hmm. and I had to explain, like, listen, okay, you got excited, you were loud, you've been quarantined, like, whatever. Like, I wish I didn't have homework, too. I would have been upstairs, too. I could have had drinks with you, too. It would have been a nice thing, too. But it was what it was. But my actual feelings were stemming from the lack of, or what I felt was the lack of sincerity, caring to what I was actually upset about, and you reacting the way you did. And that made me feel some type of way. Like, I don't think you would like if I said, what's wrong? And you start to tell me, and all of a sudden I get mad and storm off, and now it flips, and you're mad at, I'm mad at you. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
In the morning, I would have understood that, okay, maybe she was just a little tipsy or drunk, and it happens. Babe, I got it. I love you.
I would have. If you would have apologized for what I was mad about.
No, I was mad too. I was mad.
But you still had no reason.
Matter of fact, I'm still mad because you should have understood that I was just, I just got excited. Like, I don't know what was going on.
No.
Plus, how many times I go downstairs, babe, you good? You want me to help? What's going on? And you didn't say anything.
First of all, what the hell were you going to do for me when you were in that state?
Listen, but you don't know because you didn't ask. All right?
Yeah, because when we actually did sit down and you had to help me with homework, you were looking at me like, I hate this.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, now I'm doing my master's. And I think, matter of fact, her classes are harder than my master's classes. I'm like, when is this due? I think I got homework that night.
Matter of fact, I think we need Hector and your sister, Jenny, to come to the house and do tutor sessions.
We need a profe, and my sister. Shout out to my family. I hope everybody's being safe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so.
So anyway, we kissed. We made up. Life went on, and we were fine. It was just misunderstanding. Not misunderstanding. You know what it was?
It was an incident. You should have understood.
Do not make me pinch you. It was a situation followed by, you should not try to talk common sense to somebody when they're drinking.
Yeah, well, your common sense and my common sense are different, whether we're drinking or not.
That's a damn lie.
So yeah, everything's good now. We are glad to be together 5 years. There's been an ups and downs like this, that's how life is, for everyone in a relationship, but, I love my woman, and happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you too.
So we're going to start wrapping this up. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys keep listening, and please keep the comments. Listen, don't hold no punches. Bring them on. We really want to hear your thoughts or your questions, and we are more than happy to answer them. Don't forget that on YouTube, hit the red subscribe on the bottom. We are now on Spotify. Look for us under Blended by Love. Look for Tasha and Jose or Boog and Tasha. Because there is another one up there that is not us. We are also on the iTunes podcasts. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay, but subscribe. And again, thank you guys. We appreciate the love.
And if you have any questions.
If you have any questions.
Send the email to.
Send the email to blendedbylove@hotmail.com.
Okay.
All right. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.